Wellington Mara always said, once a giant, always a giant. For me, it's a giant.
Yes, always a giant. I decided to play that intro in honor of nothing because football season's nowhere close.
Nope.
I think they're supposed to be practicing, but I don't know.
They put the schedules out, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Giants are not opening up against the Cowboys, so I can raise the roof.
They don't play them till what, October?
Yes. It's kind of funny that I am so not in, like, my brain is so turned off to sports that I wasn't excited about that and didn't even pay much attention to it. Because it's almost like when you're a kid and you're asking for a new car and you know you're not going to get it, so you don't get your hopes up. It's kind of like that. I don't want my hopes up about football season because it might not happen. And then I'll be like, oh man, it didn't happen because of coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean, who knows if any of it will go back to normal at this point.
If you can't tell, Rhodey and Chris are still not here, which I haven't brought up the conversation yet, and I'm probably going to be bringing that up soon. I asked Rhodey how his life was, and he said it's getting sort of back to normal, but this is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Caitlin.
Yay! And those that you don't know, Caitlin's my wife, and we celebrated 8 years yesterday. Woo!
I know. It's crazy. It went by way fast.
8 years of marriage. Yeah, it did.
So 8 years of marriage, and we've actually been together for
11.
Yeah, 11 years.
Well, August will be 11
in
years.
August.
It's crazy to me. Well, I mean, not necessarily been together, but known each other. Like, I don't know. It's just,
I mean, we basically started dating the night we met, so. Yep.
Yeah.
Ish.
Try to get rid of you, but it didn't work.
I know. Very
hard. Didn't work
hard.
For me. Sucks. Stuck with you.
Yep.
But yeah, 8 years. It's... And I know there's probably a lot of people listening that's like, oh, I'm already at 10, 15, 20 years. I'm sorry. It's cool for us.
I mean, people our age, though, are not, it just doesn't happen anymore. So I think out of all of our friends.
Jay and Misty.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. They're the only ones that are longer than us. So.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, none of my close friends, well, I don't know. Well, I got Tony. He's one of my old friends. He just broke up, so. I was like, none of my closest friends have been dumped recently. And then I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah, I mean, everybody I know is in a relationship, but no.
No?
I mean, like, but no, like, I don't know anybody that has been married for as long as we can. Honestly, like, all the girls I work with, they're younger than me, which blows my mind still sometimes. And they've all been married a year or two, and... I'm like, oh, it's 8 years, and
so you're saying
nobody believes me.
You're an old ass lady.
Yes,
dude.
Unfortunately,
that's what I said when I was trying to post my lovely Facebook post that you have to post. You have to let everybody know it's your anniversary. Obviously, I was thinking back to like everything that's happened. I was like, man, that's a lot.
I turned 21 and I turned 30 with you.
That's good.
Isn't that weird?
Didn't have your crazy
my whole teenage youthful years.
Spent with me.
Time for a divorce.
Okay.
Bye.
Go sow your wild oats.
I need to go to the bars that aren't open.
Then I will prove to the judge that you're an unfit mother. She's partying too much, judge. Not really. I mean, that doesn't really matter. I'm not one of those dudes. I'll be like, hey, it's cool. You can party. Just do it on the weekends when you don't have the kiddo. Please? Do I need to say that or do you understand the situation?
Anyway, back to a better topic.
No, we're breaking up on the air right now. We're going through our mediation online.
Oh my gosh. That would be about to listen to me fight.
That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? Like I wonder if I would listen to that. Like think about a podcast like episodic with the, you know, all the extra crap in there. And then like the end of it, you know, they do the teasers and it's like, next week, will Caitlin get the car? Will Jason get the Pog collection?
You can have your car and everything in this room. The rest is mine.
Find out next week.
Including the child.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's going to go so well for you. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a knockdown, bloody fight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're going to fight to the end. Anyways, yeah. No, we're not splitting up. We're doing all right, I guess. Minus the... arguing on the podcast all the time because we don't like each other.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's easy, though.
Who likes anybody that they're quarantined with for 3 months at a time?
Yeah. Quarantine.
Since March.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Keep telling myself, I need to leave, but I don't.
I know. It's honestly, like, I don't really even have that feeling anymore of, like, oh, my God, I can't wait for this to be over. I need to go do something and get out of here. And it's just kind of like I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
We've been, I mean, granted, we've been going to the park the last week or so, but.
Yeah, you have.
Still,
been.
Even before that, it's just.
But you're still not really looking at people or touching people or anything like that.
No, the park that I've been going to is big enough to where it's there's nobody really around, and we walk the trails and then let the kids play in the little field, and it's just us. Like, there's nobody near each other. There today was this group of old ladies like having a picnic, which was funny to me, but you know, everybody just kind of avoids each other.
Yeah.
And a lot of people still wear masks, which is odd. Like, I don't understand how you can work out and go running wearing a mask, but you do you.
Do you. Exactly. And I told you about people were going to go crazy, and I didn't read the whole story, but two dudes attacked a Target employee that told him he needed to wear a mask or something. They attacked him and broke his arm. Told you. I mean, like, it's you can't.
It's crazy. I mean.
People are stupid.
When I went to the doctor the other day, the door said that you had to have a mask to go in, but I don't have a mask, and I went in, and the lady didn't even say anything to me. She wasn't even wearing a mask either, so I was like, okay.
Makes sense.
I think this is fine. If you want me to wear a mask that bad, you can give me a mask.
Yep.
I mean, at a doctor's office, at the store or whatever, like, I'll just go to a different store. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, let's stop. We're going to stop. We need to do that. What is it? Stop. Shut it down.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get Jessica Day off here.
Shut it down.
I'm going to get Jessica Day. And every time we start talking, every time we start, her name is Jessica Day, right?
In the show, yeah.
Every time we start talking about coronavirus, she's just going to come in and say, shut it down.
I quoted that show today, actually. There was a group of, like,
yeah,
teenagers at the park when I got there. And I was at the park for a good 2.5 hours or something, and they were still standing in the same little circle when I was leaving. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's like Schmidt saying, all these youths out.
All these youths are killing me.
These youths.
Of course, that is a gif. It is a gif that I can't, the shut it down. It's I can't find like the 20-second audio clip that I would need for the show, but I can cut it later. It was a 3-minute video, and we're not going to force you guys to sit through 3 minutes of The New Girl.
Yeah.
Even though it's a great show and I like it a lot.
I do like it a lot.
Yeah.
Schmidt's my favorite. He needs his own.
Yeah, he does. That's what we need, though, is every time we start talking about Corona, she just comes in, shut it down. Oh, man. So Mother's Day was this weekend, too. And it's funny because me, Rhodey, and Chris always go over these anniversaries and Mother's Days, and we talk about what our spouses thought, and you only hear our perspective. So we get to hear your perspective on your Mother's Day. Now, I'm going to be honest, though, before we get started. The gifts were lackluster. That's the word, right? Yeah. It was rough because everything was still kind of shut down. I think I could have went to the mall, but I wasn't sure. And to me, like, you might disagree with this, but there is nothing to me, nothing romantic about having an Amazon package delivered here and me wrapping it. It's just like,
I mean, if you get the Amazon package before.
No, I got something delivered to the house to give to you. It's like,
I mean, that's just what you got to do.
No, it's not. You go out and you find something. You go looking.
You better
looking.
Believe I'm about to have your package for Father's Day delivered
then
here.
Then you do that. I'm saying the way that I feel out loud. I don't care. I'm saying that when you put effort into it, it's like, well, this dude left the house, went to Target, went digging and tried to find something. It's a little more personal than, clicked on this thing on the internet. But anyways, the gifts were lackluster, but I did get you a pair of mermaid socks.
Uh-huh.
Which you love mermaids still, right? Did you
change?
Yes,
I do. Yeah. Like mermaids. And you got me
the mouse rat t-shirt.
Yes.
Because Parks and Rec was back in our minds because of that whole thing.
I know. I love Parks and Rec.
More than I do. For the record, yeah, I don't.
For real, every time we're like trying to decide what to rewatch, I'm like, "Hey, let's watch Parks and Rec again," and he's like, "No." And a Starbucks gift card, my favorite part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's your favorite part?
I mean, I love coffee, so yes.
Should have just got you a $1,000 gift card to Starbucks.
That would be the best gift.
A whole, like, 2 years worth or 3 years worth.
Are you kidding me? That would last me, like, 2.5 months. Literally.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
If I get breakfast and a coffee there, it's like $8 a morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True, true.
So, yeah.
But how did everything else go?
It was good. We didn't really do much. We did we order food that day? I all these days just kind of like...
No, I made you chopped barbecue sandwich. I made what you wanted or what you asked for.
Oh, yeah, with the barbecue fries chicken. I cut up those fries for the air fryer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Those did not turn out very well the second time around. They're fine. I think I put too much oil on them or something. Those barbecue sandwiches were good. We went to Target. And we went to, I went to Marshall's. Holy moly, there were so many people there.
Yeah, because you're looking for a chair.
Yeah, I got this little desk in our room so that I can do my hair and makeup there instead of sitting on the floor in the closet. I mean, I guess I could stand in the bathroom, but who wants to stand while they're getting ready? That's annoying. So I got this desk and I've been looking for a chair. And so I went to Marshall's and looked and ended up getting some like cute stuff to sit on the desk and stuff to organize all of my biz in there. But like, oh my gosh, they say that they are only at 25% capacity. And when I walked in, the little number, they have this like flip chart thing. And it said that it was like 126 people or something. I guarantee there was like 226 people in that place. Then in line, it was like wrapped around the dang building. And I was like, oh, it's moving fast. You know what? I'm just going to, because I had previously gone to Home Goods that weekend and decided not to get anything because the line was so long. So I was like, you know what? I'm at Marshall's this time. It's going fast. I'll stand in line. I stood in line for like 40 minutes.
Yikes.
It just, like the second I got in line, it slowed way down and people weren't paying attention. And also, none of those people were doing the 6 foot distance stuff. Like anytime I moved up a tiny bit, the lady behind me moved up right on my back, but she was actually very nice. I talked to her for a while and she wished me happy Mother's Day, which was nice of her. It caught me off guard and I feel rude. I felt rude the entire way home because she said, oh, are you a mother? And I was like, yeah, like that's a random question. She said, oh, happy Mother's Day. And I just said, thank you. And then like kept standing there. And then I let too much time go by to say, are you a mother? You too. And so it was once I realized I should have said it, it was kind of too late. And so then I just didn't. And then the whole car ride home, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. I need to go back and find that lady and tell her happy Mother's Day. But yeah, it was a good day. I mean,
yeah, except for that, obviously.
Yeah, that's like a daily basis for me, though. So.
Not talking back to people.
I'm just awkward.
Just now all you got to do is look at them and yell, coronavirus.
Yeah, get away from me. There was a lot of kids out at that store, actually. Like a ton of kids.
Yeah.
It is not the best, in the best area, though. So, you know.
It's fine. There's no such thing as bad areas. No such thing.
The ghetto?
No, no such thing. It's all the same. But no, so Mother's Day was good, huh? You felt like you were pampered as much as we could pamper you, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
Little Connor coming in with your gifts was
the cutest thing that happened that day. Yep. I was sitting at that desk getting ready.
Yeah.
And the door opened, so I turned around like ready to shoo Connor out because he sometimes just opens the door and runs in. And here he comes running with this card and this bag that's as big as him, and it was so cute.
Yes, it was. And he didn't even try to open it.
I know. It was perfect.
I loved it, loved it. I was like, you know, when you're messing with a kid, you never know how the scenario is going to go.
Yeah, exactly. You're like,
let's go. And it worked out just fine.
Yep. That could have been an empty bag and I would have been happy.
Yeah, right. But instead it was a mouse rat t-shirt and some mermaid socks and $15 to Starbucks. And I said I was going to help you buy something for your hobby, but we haven't had those preliminary discussions yet.
Go buy me all of the vinyl.
all of the vinyls, all of them. Buy them, buy the vinyls, buy them all. All of them. I will buy you nothing but hot pink vinyl.
I have a healthy obsession of making shirts.
400 pounds of pink iron-on vinyl for you.
I don't need any pink.
No, it's all hot pink. That's what I'm buying.
Basically,
that's what I love.
Just black and white.
I'm buying what I love. Need to make a...
Ooh, I could...
Casually lit t-shirt.
Some shirts, too. Yeah.
Casually lit t-shirt. Speaking of t-shirts, we're going to go to our Facebook page, Casually Lit, and be sure and look at one of the links we recently posted to Village Creek Brewing's t-shirt campaign and buy a damn shirt. Support local. Arts Brewery is making some monies on the t-shirt. It's a nice shirt. It's printed by Pint Services. I actually have two of their shirts. Got this one on order. I have the both new main shirts, of course, that Pint Services made because I was a big supporter of David Clark. Still am. Whatever David's next venture is, I'm going to be right behind him, coming after him. Uh-oh, everybody, we got a Amber Alert in Van Zant County.
14, that was very confusing to me.
14-year-old Apple wants your stimulus check. Okay, anyways. Another thing, though, about beer. Yep, you got to worry about those stupid Amber Alerts. Beer, so I don't know if you guys know, but BJ's, they can. I think I brought it up. If I haven't, they do. Go check it out. Go to any BJ's. They can. They'll let you buy the cans there.
So, question.
Pricing is on point.
How do they have like a canning machine at the store?
No. No. They have a brewery, just like every other brewery on planet Earth.
I mean, Division's a brewery and they have a canning machine. Hello.
That's the brewery.
Am I wrong?
That's the brewery, not the store.
I didn't know they had an actual brewery. I thought that maybe they just brewed it there.
No. You've been in those places. There's no equipment. There's nothing.
So there's like an actual BJ's brewery somewhere?
Yes, it's in Boulder, Colorado.
Interesting. So then they like ship the cans down, I guess, from there?
Oh my gosh. Yes, that's how it works.
Okay. Anyway, back to your story. Shush up.
That's what they do. They make the kegs, Caitlin, and they ship them to the units.
Do they really?
So the units can put them on
tap.
Stop
talking to me like I'm dumb.
You used to work in this industry. That's why I'm like.
We didn't can any beer at the bars I worked at, okay?
Yeah, but you got deliveries.
And?
That's how the beer got there.
They came from the distributors, not the breweries.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the actual.
Uh-huh.
What this is? That's where this comes from as a distributor.
You said it comes from the brewery.
Yes, to the distributor, to the brewery.
That's dumb.
No, it's not.
It's the same company though. Like BJ's Brewery can't just give BJ's Restaurant their beer.
I have no idea.
I have to go to a distributor.
You'd have to
first.
Look at every single state's laws to figure out what's what. Texas barely allows them to do that. Texas is like, oh, hey, you're pigeonholed to this. You can only make so much beer. You can only do like, do not quote me, it's like 10,000 barrels. And then if you go through a distributor, you can do more or whatever.
Ugh. Yeah, I sure hope they don't do away with the to-go drinks.
They will.
Texas.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There will be riots.
You think so?
Yeah, all these country folk.
They'll just shut it down. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Yeah, no, the brewery's in Boulder, Colorado. And they're not, like, people are going to be like, oh, sold out or whatever. I'm like, this is a national chain restaurant that does really good food, but the beer is actually really good. I think it was like 6 months. No, it was longer than that. Me and Lisa and Rhodey went, and we had their hazy IPA, and it was delicious. And then now I've been drinking Hop Storm is their single IPA. It has 6 different hops in it. It is freaking delicious. But what I wanted to tell the story was that yesterday, Caitlin went to pick up BJ's for us. I don't know if you guys know, but if you order their large pizza, use a stupid coupon code, half off, you get half off.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That was our anniversary dinner.
It was awesome.
BJ's pizza and beer.
You picked it. Do not put me on the spot like that. Do not do that.
Jason decided.
If I'm going to play that back for you when the show's over and you're going to listen to it and you'll be like, dang, Jason's a dick.
I'm going to be like, dang, that's what happened.
No, nope. That is not. You play that back. It sounds like you were like, we have BJ's pizza
okay,
for anniversary.
Let me clarify. I'm completely okay with having BJ's pizza for our anniversary. Granted, yeah. if we were able to go out and have a babysitter and eat at a dang restaurant, we would have chosen somewhere else.
Would we?
Yes.
I don't know. Because, I don't know. Some fancy place where you get a 2-ounce salmon for $50.
Yeah.
But.
I'm expensive.
Waters, yeah. Which you don't want to go back and listen to the episode where I talked about that Waters experience. It was great.
I'm sure you had such a great experience to talk about.
I'm just kidding. They had no beer there. Anyways. But, so Caleb went to pick up our order last night. To-go orders, folks. Get your local to-go orders. Yeah. She went to pick the food up, and they were out of the six-pack that I ordered. They were out of the Hopstorm. So she calls. She's like, they're out of this. I was like, just grab the double IPA. It is also phenomenal. It's a little more West Coast beverage. Yeah. So it's very bitter. It's very... There's not much tropicalness to it, but I'm fine with it. And they didn't have that either. So the dude fills up a plastic bag, and they're doing this. They're these to-go bags, like the old lemonade bags full of beer. So crazy. So she comes home with a gallon of beer.
Yeah.
Got a gallon of beer in my fridge, so I've been drinking that.
A six-pack is basically a gallon, so I'll just give you a gallon of the beer for the same price. And I was like, okay.
Cool.
That math does not equate, but okay.
Yep, we'll take it. And yeah, it's been pretty cool. I'm going to post a picture of the bag o' beer. That might be the name of this episode. Bag o' beer.
I will say I was afraid that it was going to like hit something sharp and explode in my car, but you know.
No, I don't know.
Because it was like they had put the CO2 in it or whatever in the beer, and so it was like poofed out and hard. And so I was afraid it was just going to hit something like a little bit sharp and it was going to explode like a balloon.
That's what she said.
What?
Poofed out and hard.
Okay.
But yeah, BJ's Hop Slam won gold for the English Style IPA in 2018 North American Beer Awards. Yeah. No, it's really good. I like it. I like all their stuff so far and I'm going to try more of it.
Yeah. They have bomb pizza.
The pizza's... It's a deep dish, real thick crust, but it's good. Mm-hmm. We've had the buffalo chicken, the
barbecue chicken, and the vegetable.
And the vegetable. The vegetable's still my favorite. I know
the buffalo is my favorite. It was like super spicy, but it was worth every bite of it. It was like eating chicken wings on a pizza.
Was it?
Yeah. They do have like a bacon ranch something that sounded good too, but who knows?
Yeah, I do want to dive into more of those, but yeah, just... Oh, I'm looking at pictures online of the brewery, and I'm like, dang it, I want to go. Like, I didn't know. Look, they got all these different beers up there. Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm going to go. Boulder, Colorado. That sounds like it would be a trip that I should take. Anyways, good beer. Love it. I also picked up a six-pack of St. Arnold's new hazy IPA. It's pretty good. I'd give it a good thing. And I bought you a six-pack. So Caitlin was on the hunt for this Martin House beer, which y'all know how much we love Martin House on Casually Lit.
Well,
womp, womp, womp.
I'm annoyed by that whole situation because apparently you can't wait for 2 weeks after they do a dang whatever seasonal beer that they come out with 80 of a year, and you can't find it anywhere.
Calm down.
I'm annoyed. I called 6 different stores and went to 4 different stores and called the brewery. And the guy was like, oh, no, that came out 2 weeks ago. Shh. It was a one and done.
You're going nuts there.
I'm angry. I'm worked up.
I told you. I gave you fair warning. I was like, I know.
Fired up.
I know how this crap works.
I just wanted to try the dang Michelada Salty Lady. I'm sure it wouldn't have even been very good.
Most of the stuff that Martin House does is delicious, and we love it.
I do like that.
It's all
stout
good.
One, that peanut butter or something stout, whatever.
Mm, pretzel. I don't
know. They have so many beers.
So good. I love their pretzel.
Anyway, that one stout. You got me was pretty good. It was very sour, That's but what it was good. Say.
I got you the. Now trying to get you off of this angerness, but I got you the. Cigar City's version of a margarita goes.
Yeah, it was good. It was very, very sour, but I like sour beers. I mean, either way, I liked it a lot. I actually saw the Lakewood Mexican Lager.
Oh, it's actually called Margarita Goes. Good for you, Cigar City Brewing, making me think that I didn't know what I was talking about.
And I know that, you know, they're two different beers or whatever, two different types of beers, but they were brewed with basically... the same thing, and so
were they
Yes, orange, lime, agave,
yeah,
this, and salt.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, so that's I had it and I was like, I'm not even going to get this.
Well, Lakewood would have been a little bit fresher maybe. Cigar City's in Florida, but Cigar City is a little better of a brewery than Lakewood. I don't know.
I mean, either way, I stopped at Kroger on the way home today from our walk and...
No beer for you.
I had it and decided not to get it.
Oh, the Lakewood?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's all right. It's not Martin House because Lakewood actually makes enough for people to buy it.
I know.
Martin House does not. They have the PlayStation Xbox release strategy when they do... Actually, it was the Nintendo Wii that did that. It's the annoying. Nintendo Wii. The original Nintendo Wii. That was their entire strategy. They barely put out any units, and then every couple of months, they would just put out a couple hundred units.
I remember that.
It took 2 or 3 years, I really want to say, for you to actually be able to get a Wii.
I remember that, because I think that my aunt had one.
Yep.
In Arizona, and we thought it was the coolest thing that she actually got one.
Yep. It was impossible to get. 2 or 3 years might have been a stretch, but I ended up helping buy my mom a Wii on Mother's Day, actually, which is kind of funny. And I had to call 13 or 14 GameStops until I found it. And then Dad gave me the rest of the money, and we went and got Mom a Wii. Happy Mother's Day. And she loved that thing because you could actually, you know, get up and move. It wasn't like playing a game. Whoa. I did not know that. St. Arnold got rid of Weed Whacker. That was... What? Oh. St. Arnold got rid of their double IPA Endeavor. Dang. They got rid of... You guys are making me sad here, St. Arnold. Shouldn't have got on your website. But the St. Arnold IPA that I was drinking is literally called Juicy IPA. It's really good. Really good. I recommend getting it if you see it. And I also recommend the Margarita Goes from Cigar City. It was really good.
Yeah, I liked it.
I do. I like that. It's sour. You get the sour, and then you get that little bit of lime there, and even a little bit of salt in the taste, which is weird. Because you wouldn't think that, like, Salty Lady and stuff. You can get the salt out of a Goes, but it's not... I don't know. The way I'm trying to explain it was like margarita and the salt was afterwards.
Yeah, like when you drink a margarita with salt on the rim.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Craziness, sirs. They did a very good job on that beer.
Yeah, they did.
It's pretty stoked about it. But yeah, I mean, it's been pretty good here. Again, we're back to drinking some beers. Once I get Rhodey back in here, we'll be full on back to drinking beer.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, which we need to... Hopefully we'll have an update for you folks soon. Maybe I'll nonchalantly be like, if y'all don't come back, you're fired, just like everybody else, and then they'll claim unemployment against me. That could be bad.
I'll just say,
I don't have insurance.
We've been quarantined, not going anywhere. I'm over.
Yeah?
I'm over it.
You're over it?
Yeah. I'm either going to get it or I'm not going to get it.
What sucks is when you're looking at news stories and then it says how to buy a Nintendo Switch. Really? That's a news story? Get the out of here.
There's some people that they just don't know, okay?
Get out of here. Yeah, I'm not messing with it. But Mother's Day went well. Anniversary went well. We've been watching The Wire still. We haven't watched anything else, really. Kind of boring. Mm-hmm. The Scoob movie drops. The theatrical Scoob movie drops at home this coming up weekend, which is pretty cool.
Ah.
Pretty excited about that, and since y'all are leaving, I'm going to watch it by myself.
I was going to say, you're going to watch it without us?
Hell yeah, Scoob!
I am taking Connor to go see my parents.
Which, that'll be cool.
Yeah, it will be. We'll be, I mean, gone for a day and a half. It's not really that much, but...
I'll be gone till November.
It'll be nice to see them.
Be gone till November. Yeah.
Yeah, little do you know, we're going and not coming back and just quarantining down there.
That makes sense.
Oy.
Makes a lot of sense.
No.
Whoa.
That place is too country.
What? Uh-oh. Sorry, okay. Okay, I'm recovering from this now. Okay, so Google Play Music is dying.
What?
Yeah.
That's what we have.
Yeah, I'm going to have to...
I like Google Play Music.
I don't know what I'm going to do right now. I'm kind of... flustered.
Anyways. I'm going to be real mad because you can listen to literally whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about this for a little while. So,
is it really going to be done?
That's what it says.
What website is it?
It's Caitlin, I would not be acting like this if it wasn't legit. Google Play Music is dying. It says it has been 2 years. Well, it says it's transferring to YouTube Music, so I need to figure out what that means because I don't know what that means. Get the YouTube Music app. Transfer your music? I don't understand. Okay, I don't understand that.
The first time in 2 years that I actually created a dang playlist and now it's dying.
It says it's all transferable, but I'm going to have to do a much deeper dive into that, and hopefully YouTube Music's app is better. I love Google Play Music, but the app kind of does suck. And you said it never plays Disney songs for you, so.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things that, like, certain apps I'll use for certain things. Like, if I'm putting on a Disney playlist for, like, when I'm in the classroom or for Connor or whatever, I use Pandora because theirs is better. The ads suck, but it just plays a better variety of it, I think. And for some reason, like, on Pandora, you can have a station, and you're like, okay, Disney music station or whatever, and it plays all these different Disney songs. But with Google Play Music, unless it's like a playlist somebody has made and shared, it doesn't work very well, and I don't know.
Well, hopefully YouTube Music makes up for it.
Yeah. I really like a Google Play Music other than that, because it was something that you could find whatever it was out there, and you didn't have to like own the music to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of those other services, you can't just go to whatever song you want. You just have to go to the artist and play, and you know.
Yep.
It's annoying.
It is very annoying.
Dang.
Holy Jesus!
I'll just stick to listening to books.
It's calm down. I've got to get the details. I don't even know yet.
Fired up again.
Get fired up. I don't care. Found out that Vudu was sold to Fandango, and it's going to be fine. That was the thing, though, and that's why I know you still don't like it that I want to buy Blu-rays for everything, but this is why. Like, if I lost access to all the Google Play Music stuff that I listen to, I'm like, oh, I've got like 500 albums I need to go buy. It's like, oh, it's so frustrating. Digital stuff is very frustrating because it transfers hands all the time. People just sell it. But I'm actually looking at what, oh my God, is some PlayStation 5 screenshots that were just released, a trailer of some PlayStation 5 stuff, and we'll just say 6 to midnight. Holy crap, it looks great. I'm excited. PlayStation 5, yeah. And now we're going to talk about two things that Caitlin doesn't know about and doesn't care about. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 are being remade for PlayStation 5. 4, I think, maybe the fifth one, probably 4, and the Xbox One. I don't even know, man. I spent probably 300 to 400 hours playing these games as a teenager, and here they come remastered on the Xbox and PlayStation. It's just like, I don't even know, like, if I put that played it for a second, the damage that could be done from, what's that called when you relive your childhood? What's that called when you go back in time, you know? Relapse? No.
I have no idea.
No, it's when you relive a moment. You're like, deja vu, I guess. A little bit of that.
That's the only thing I could think.
No. Dang, I can't think of the word.
Remembering?
Yeah, that's it. No, there's like a verb that... Oh, man, that sucks. Anyways, reliving your childhood, but I'm excited about
Reminisce.
Reminisce, yeah. That sounds better. Reminiscing, just going backwards. I'm like, oh man, it looks so badass. But yeah, definitely watch the trailers of it. They're bringing back all the old skaters, even Bam, Tony Hawk.
I played that game.
All the guys we grew up with playing, like, so on the Xbox, the original Xbox, we're talking 2000, somewhere in there. You could do custom soundtracks. So I would take all of the music that I was, Korn, Limp Bizkit, Stain, Deftones, I would put them on the Xbox. It would rip it, put them on there. So then when I would play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, you could put custom soundtracks. So I would just be listening to all the music that I loved and playing this game and doing nothing else for hours.
That's pretty cool. I have played that Tony Hawk game before. It was pretty cool.
Have you?
I'm pretty positive that I have.
Yeah. Well, you can play me and I will destroy you.
Well, I mean, obviously I wasn't very good at it. I don't play video games.
Oh man, yeah, I'm so excited. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if I'm gonna buy it or not. I just don't know. Ugh. And it's only $40 for both of them, remastered completely in 4K graphics. But I just don't know, because I'm like, what happens if I hate it, or what happens if I love it? And I'm like, I forgot I had a family. Just gonna play this game.
We won't let you forget. Don't worry.
Oh man, yeah, I had a love affair with Tony Hawk all the way up to the last one. Tony Hawk's American Wasteland. I think there was one more after that. I was ranked on Tony Hawk's American Wasteland for like 2 weeks. Yeah, but then it went away really quick because I didn't have the time and dedication to do what people do.
Yeah.
But it was awesome because that was a launch game for the Xbox 360, and I bought it. And the first day I was like, I know how to play these games. So I went straight online and played for like 2 or 3 weeks online and was in the top 10. Yeah, but then I quit and started playing Halo. And I was never ranked on Halo because I got beat by four-year-olds.
Four-year-olds.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. That's how it happened to me. Me and Joe, my brother Joe, my youngest brother, used to get in serious knockdown fights over Halo. It was so much fun.
Like actual physical fights?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Joe and I are the most competitive out of the family. Well, Mom, too, but that's why she just didn't play stuff with us. But we were deadly. How dare you beat me? And we just called each other screen watchers all the time. You're watching my screen, you freaking butthole.
So back then, was it like all on one screen still? Or were y'all playing?
When you played multiple players back then, yeah.
So you couldn't, it wasn't like online?
No. And we figured out a way, we figured out back in the day you could link the Xboxes together. And we had parties where we'd have like 7 or 8 people playing on different TVs. But... Those were fun days, too.
You just brought your own Xbox?
Yeah, and TV. We played like, and that's when your TV was a brick and it had to have its own seat in the car.
And it was, like, not dangerous or...
Oh, I was sure.
It wouldn't have broken if you hit a bump.
No, yeah, you could drop a TV and it didn't break. But no, we had some good times. But yeah, no, this is exciting stuff for video games right now. The Iron Man game and The Last of Us have moved their release dates to the summer instead of all the way to November, like I thought they would.
Huh.
So I'm pretty stoked about that. The Last of Us Part 2, I think it is, or just Last of Us 2. I'm really excited for that. Really excited for this Tony Hawk stuff. Really excited for the DLC for my Doom game that's going to come soon. And also, two other things that Kaylin's not going to give a crap about. Rick and Morty, I'm on episode 2 of Part 2. Of this season.
When did you even watch that?
Great. I watch it in the mornings. Not in here. I watch it in the mornings, usually when you're asleep in bed, or I just get up and sit in the living room and watch it, because you don't love Rick and Morty.
I do like Rick and Morty.
Was that, I do like, was that third word? Like? But, oh, okay, we can watch them after this. Plus, we were watching, I wanted to watch it last night, but we were watching
The Wire, yeah. More important.
No.
Okay, you can't start a show and then like stop watching it and start watching something else in the
middle. To watch a 25-minute episode of Rick and Morty?
Yeah,
you can. Yes, you can.
It doesn't work.
But Rick and Morty, it's great, Rick and Morty.
When you start binge watching something, if the TV's on, that's on.
Is it? Because I believe we've been watching New Girl in The Office and you're watching other stuff.
New Girl to go to sleep. And the only other stuff I watch is Frozen 2.
Ha! But that's something, right?
I mean, I'm not going to watch The Wire with Connor.
No, that's probably not the best idea ever. It's probably not the best idea. And I also watched a few episodes of the Rick and Morty ripoff show that's on Hulu, Solar Opposites, that was created by the Rick and Morty people. So it's not really a ripoff, but they ripped their own show off. And I can't get over the fact that the Solar Opposites, the main character, sounds like Rick. It is so hard to get over. Like, it's hard. Like, and I want to like the show. I really, 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 really do. But he's Rick. I'm like, come on. Like, I don't know if this is another trailer, so it'll have too much noise in the background, but he sounds like Rick.
Oh my God. We don't have noses. Scans didn't indicate it was a human-infested crap hole without a single redeeming value, Terry.
Yeah.
That is for sure Rick.
It's hard to get over. I'm like, this dude is Rick.
And like, his voice is a little bit off, but the way he says things is exactly Rick.
Like, even his face right here in this spot that I stopped, he looks like Rick.
I'll see it.
Yeah. They ripped off their own show. Whatever. Don't care. Also, one of the characters looks just like the frogs from Rocco's Modern Life. And I haven't done the digging yet, but I have a feeling that someone that was on Rocco's Modern Life, the animation, whatever, had something to do with this.
What if they come out and say, like, at the end, this was a, you know, how Rick has all those different universes?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
He is actually one of the Ricks.
That's fine. Works for me. It's an alien Rick.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But I watched 3 or 4 episodes. The coolest thing about this show so far is this: the one of the little teenager kids, he's a boy. He shrinks people and he puts them in this, in the thing in his room. I guess it's like a big, it's a big a terrarium, right? Is that where you keep lizards and stuff?
Terrarium. No,
thank you. Terrarium. See, I knew you would know that. You're so much smarter than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Puts them in a terrarium and they have started a like new society in there, kind of like a Mad Max type thing, like end of the world.
The locker in Men in Black?
Not at all. I mean, they're killing each other and stabbing each other and trying to survive and like robbing each other. And there's different cliques and there's a ruler of the place. And it's nuts. It's like this whole second storyline that I'm more interested in than I am the main storyline, which is kind of cool. Like this dude was a waiter and he shrunk him. He was like, oh, why'd you shrink that guy? And he was like, oh, he had a red shirt. I don't have a guy with a red shirt. So then he puts him in there. And that dude's slowly become like the de facto Neo of the place, like the chosen one to lead the resistance and get them out of there.
Oh,
it's like, what? It's this whole second. Yeah, it's this whole second storyline. And it's pretty cool. I'm actually, like I said, I'm more interested in that than I am the main. But yeah, Hulu, check it out. Solar Opposites. If you like Rick and Morty, you're going to like this because it's Rick. It's what it is. It's made by the same people, same jokes. Jokes are a little different, but pretty excited. But yeah. Huh. I know we haven't watched anything else. We haven't done much else. The music front was, there was a new Bob Dylan song. Pretty cool. Some other new stuff. Nothing that just got me all pumped up and excited.
No.
I showed you that new band and I bet you haven't listened to them. The one that sounded like Simple Plan was the singer.
What was it? KDP?
Something like that.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't really listened to music at all lately.
Still in your audiobook world?
Yep.
Not done with that yet?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it's like 6 or 7 books and I'm not done.
I can knock out a podcast.
I only listen to it really when I'm driving and I'm not driving anywhere, so.
That could be a problem.
Yeah.
Could make it tough.
It's making me have to re-rent the books.
They're coming from the library. It's not costing you anything.
I know it's not costing me anything, but if somebody's waiting in line, then I don't get to renew it right away. Then I have to wait a week. That's annoying.
Instagram, in order to continue fighting bullying, has made it where you can delete comments in bulk. I don't think I've ever gotten more than 5 comments.
I
thanks,
know.
Thanks, Instagram. I have no reason to delete comments in bulk because I've never gotten them in bulk. So thank you for everything that you're doing. Ooh, VR meeting rooms. Yeah, lots of stuff going on. I mean, and it's cool that the news is kind of slowly shifting away from all that stuff, even though it's still out there. But, and it's still, you still need to pay attention to it, but just maybe not as much or as closely as we were. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm excited. Wash your hands, wear a mask, whatever.
Yeah, do your thing, do your thing. Ooh. That's why that lock was on sale. The Wi-Fi deadbolt lock is a new one just came out that's 45% smaller.
So, huh.
I love it. I love technology, folks. I'm so excited. Oh, yeah, there was a huge add-on to Mortal Kombat 11, which I don't even own. Don't even own it, even though I have owned every one since I was a child. But anyways, I think that's going to wrap it up for today.
Yep.
We could relive our entire relationship. Well, we already did that in our anniversary segment. Mother's Day went well. Big stuff ahead, everybody. Be safe. Wash your hands, like she said. Let's do it. Let's go. Thanks for listening.